grass plant.
Awesome.
Speak into the mic as they can hear the other side.
Coach is coming right down, until he gets here, we'll take questions to Jordan.
Jordan, how encouraging and exciting was that?
That was very exciting. We've been playing basketball all our lives, so those are the moments we live for. And, you know, a good win like that measures growth for us to be able to pull it out in the stretch.
You had the 3 points going in early. Did that give you a boost to the whole team?
Yeah, it got my whole team going, and it let us be able to make plays because after that, you know, they had something to focus on defensively and let other guys open up.
What was it like in the huddle with a few minutes left, knowing you're up and you're so close to closing out that game? What got you through the last few minutes?
Oh, we just helped each other focus our way through it. You know, like I said, we've been in that position before. Not many times this season have we been able to pull it out in the stretch, but this time, you know, it's something we really came together and we were able to do it.
Brad, one of the important stat lines of the 14 assists to 10 turnovers versus theirs, 8-14. You led the way with that with 5-1. How important did you guys talk about turnovers being a thing?
Oh, we talked about it a lot in the locker room. Coach told us if we got them to turn the ball over a couple times, that, you know, we would come out victorious.
It seemed like down the stretch there in the final, you know, 8-4 minutes. You guys looked really, you know, pretty composed up there at the end. Do you feel really confident?
Yeah, I felt really confident. Being able to pull it out in the end like that really measures our growth. You know, we've come a long way throughout this whole season. Coach told us in the locker room, this far in, we're not freshmen anymore. So that helped us.
Was it nice having the crowd there to support you guys?
Oh, yeah. It helps us a lot. The home crowd helps us a great deal.
All set with Jordan? Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rashi.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, I just thought we really took a huge step in terms of taking ownership of the team. I thought they really did a great job of not to make mistakes, but trying to make plays, and I thought that's what you saw. In particular, in the first half on the offensive end, guys not worried about should they shoot it, should they pass it, more aggressive, stepping into shots. And you can't run a lot against Florida State. They just swarm you. So it really relies on the guys just being mentally tough throughout the possession. I thought we did that. I thought we did a great job of getting in the lane and figuring out what we can do. And they still can block so many shots. They come from so many angles. But I thought just maintain their poise. And in the second half, I thought the zone helped us, saved our legs a little bit. And I thought we really played it well, even though we haven't practiced it that much. I thought the guys really bought into it and thought it was a good defense for us and limit them to one shot. There wasn't a lot of penetration. All the things that you would hope a zone would do, and they did a great job with it.
How much did what happened in the past help you guys get through the script, all the football experience before knocking it up with it?
Yeah, Mark, I definitely agree. And the comment that Jordan mentioned that they're not freshmen anymore, the way I said it to him, think about the minutes that these kids have played already in college basketball. Usually, by the time you play that many minutes, you're a sophomore or a junior, maybe. Now, use that. That's your experience. That's why you're able to win tonight, because you've been through the last, you know, think about all the things we went through. But in particular, the last four games, I thought we played very well in terms of competing. All four games were tied with less than 10. The last two basically come down to the last possession. They've learned how to compete. Now go out and make plays. Take another step. You're not freshman anymore. You got to learn from what you just went through the last month and a half.
You had 14 assists and 18 baskets.
If we're going to win, we got to be great with the basketball. That's the bottom line. You know, we recruit that way. We're never going to have the guys who, you know, maybe make up for it on tip dunks or getting passing lanes and make spectacular plays with their length. So we're going to play this way. You got to be great with the basketball. And that's what you saw tonight for the most part. We had 14 assists on 18 baskets. We had 10 threes, shot a great percentage. Didn't turn it over more than 10 times. And in the same sense, the other big thing for us, if we're going to play this way, somehow we've got to keep them off the glass. And we held them under 10 offensive rebounds. And if we do that, we're going to win a lot of games.
From the other side, if I'd asked you before the game if you're going to be outscored 19-0 off the bench, what would you say your odds were of winning this game?
We were outscored 19-0. Yeah, that's amazing because I thought the guys off the bench played terrific. That's what's funny, and that's what a team's about. John Kane Carney, I thought gave us great minutes. I thought John Cal gave us great minutes. Drunas, what I thought was really relaxing, he gets 3 assists. I thought he played terrific. So it's funny. It's not always the scoring that we're worried about off the bench. We're worried about making an impact, and I thought all those guys did.
John Carney and Drunas. What really led to you playing them? Obviously, down the stretch, they got some important minutes.
Yeah, he did. Drunas is, I don't know if anybody even knows the story. He's, a four-year player at Lafayette and only played 2 years there because of injuries. And Fernando Hanlon's my closest friend in this business, and he recommended that he could be a fifth-year guy for you. And the poor kid's been just fighting his foot injury forever. So he's never been healthy. For the last 2 weeks, he's been playing, and I'm watching him, and he's playing well. And to his credit, I think he knows he can help us. And whatever the role will be the rest of the year, I think he can help these younger kids, whether it's for tough minutes that they're tired or just his experience. He has a great feel for the game. He's got a great toughness about him. And he can help us win a game, then we steal a couple minutes from him, we'll do that.
Well, I'm sorry if you answered this already, but could you just comment on that three-point shooting in the first half of the 20-3 run?
Well, as I said to the guys, I thought for the first time they weren't indecisive in terms of stepping up and shooting it. They said, the big thing was go make plays. The only way you're going to beat a team like this is you got to make plays. You can't worry about mistakes. And I thought most guys were really stepping in the shots and feeling confident. And I think they're all pretty good shooters. I know some of the times the statistics will tell you differently, but I think it has a lot to do with just trying to survive in college for most of these guys. Once they get relaxed, I think Jordan and Lonnie and Matt and even Ryan Anderson, I think, is going to be a good three-point shooter.
I think this is Matt's third straight game, 15 points. What's led to that?
I think it's his fourth, actually.
Fourth.
Matt's done really well, and I think, and I said this a couple times previous, I think the first 8 games, I asked him to do way too much. So that kind of spun him a little bit in terms of shooting bad shots, speeding him up. I think for the last 2 months, I think he's done a really good job of understanding what his role is. He's one guy that can go by people and make plays off the dribble and get to the rim. With that, I think he's made way better decisions with that and also picked his spots. But lastly, we had him at the four. He battles with these older kids physically at the four and enables us to play 4 guards at a time. I think he's done a great job.
There's so much progress over the course of this season, but it might be tough for a young kid to see that in Lonnie. How can you do this?
It is huge. I mean, obviously, I don't put a great emphasis on wins and losses with this group, and I really don't ever. If they're going to do their best and they're working their tails off, I'm really satisfied. I've been really happy over the last 2 weeks I had. Now, that being said, you want the win. This is what we're here for. We're building this program to be a championship program. I want those guys to get rewarded for their hard work, and I think this was huge for them. For them to run into the students and have fun and with all the stuff we've been through, it just makes all the work worthwhile.
Along those lines, would you say you see this as a statement win to the rest of the ACC?
I don't get into that kind of stuff with statements. I think we're just a team that's trying to get better, play the way Boston College needs to play. We're going to continue to try to get better. I sensed after we won those first 2 games that teams respected us. I really did. I thought teams have played really hard. Even Georgia Tech, who was hungry for a win, I thought they really stayed within themselves. They really tried to play physical and smart against us. And I think we're getting that kind of respect already with this group.
What made it easier to continue to score down the stretch tonight? Or did you have some trouble with that?
Jordan had so much to do with that. I thought, we were able to, we're not getting much off your offense against Florida State. So Jordan's ability to just drive it and find somebody, I thought that was key. We didn't have to worry about how we're going to get the ball from A to B because Jordan was going to able to create something off the dribble. I thought that was the key to the whole game, to be honest with you. I thought if we couldn't get someone to go by them north and south, we were going to have a hard time. I thought Jordan did a great job, and then hence everybody kind of played off of that. We were able to drive, make good decisions, when to attack and when not to.
Can you talk about Jordan's play and pick and roll? It seems like he does it well.
You know what? When we recruited him, I thought he was terrific at it. I think he got overwhelmed early on with the size and the athleticism. I think he's now starting to figure out how much he can get away with, how much he can't. But his size actually plays an advantage against a team like that who is 6'5 guards and switching out with 6'8 guys. He goes by. And for tonight, we kept telling him, you got to keep doing it. You got to attack. Make someone play. Put two guys. Now we're 4-on-3 somewhere. He did that most of the night. Who's that? Yeah, I don't know if he had a rough night. I just thought tonight we had put our most skilled ball handlers out there, and Ryan Anderson was doing a good job on the boards. I thought we were doing a good job. He got in foul trouble. But then it just worked out that way. He didn't do terrible. I thought he competed. He just got in foul trouble. But it's kind of strange. You would think that we would definitely need Dennis Clifford tonight against a team that kind of size. The reality of it is we did much better being smaller and smarter and moving the basketball and competing your tail off on the defensive end as best you can. It just happened to be that Dennis wasn't in the game.
All set?
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I'll do it on camera. So I'll